Manrico's Act III aria, Assi Ben Mio, from Verdi's Il Trovatore, requires a trill. Most tenors who sing Trovatore can't manage that, but Richard Tucker could. And when we hear him trill as Manrico, a hole in the music is suddenly filled. It's as if we've never heard the aria before. Impeccable technique was part of any Tucker performance, as was an absolutely unmistakable vocal timbre. He was versatile stylistically, and in anything he sang, he communicated with incredible commitment to every word and note. Glamorous, he wasn't, but he became the heroes he portrayed through the sheer passion of his singing. He was born Reuben Ticker in Brooklyn, the son of an Eastern European Jewish couple who'd emigrated to America in 1911. As a boy, he acquired the nickname Ruby, and to his friends, Ruby he remained for the rest of his life. He grew up obsessed with sports, but early on it was clear that his voice, rather than his athletic abilities, set him apart, and it was as a cantor that he was formally trained. Tucker developed all the necessary attributes of a fine cantor, including trills, coloratura, a huge range, and above all, a profound capacity for expression. Very early in his adult life, Tucker went into business, selling the silk for the linings of expensive fur coats. He had to make a living. Singing at weddings and bar mitzvahs alone wasn't going to put food on the table, especially once he got married. His bride was Sarah Perlmutt. Her brother was the former Jacob Pincus Perlmutt, who, as Jan Pierce, was already making his way in the music world and was soon to become a very important tenor. Tucker attracted attention as a cantor in important congregations. He was working for a very prestigious one, the Brooklyn Jewish Center, when he was visited there by Edward Johnson, general manager of the Metropolitan Opera. Johnson invited him to audition for the company. The offer received was one Tucker and his teacher, the retired Met tenor Paul Althaus, felt was unworthy of his talent. He held out for something better, and he got his wish. He began on stage the way he wanted, in a starring role, making his debut as Enzo in La Gioconda.
Con la lei.
Tucker's Met debut in 1945 led to 31 roles with the company in 31 seasons. His musical and vocal standards were always top-notch, but for some years his acting came in for severe criticism. Beginning in the early 1950s, that started to change, with appearances in new productions of two very different operas, Così fan tutte and Carmen. Tucker surprised everyone that he had the sweetness and the lightness of touch to sing Ferrando in Così. The director, Alfred Lunt, turned him into a graceful, responsive actor, and singing in English translation, he gave a totally endearing performance. My love is a flower, oh fragrant before me, to soothe and restore me with wonderful art. Its charm and its power, so sweet. Europe first knew Tucker in 1947, when he starred in La Gioconda at the Verona Arena. He sang opposite a young Greek-American he good-naturedly addressed as Mary. To others, she was Maria Callas. Despite Tucker's success in Verona, it took quite a while for other European companies to discover him. He arrived at Covent Garden as an established star. He also created a sensation in Rome and especially in Florence. Milan was enraptured by him in 1969 when he made a belated but glorious debut at La Scala in a role he'd recently made his own at the Met, Rodolfo in Louisa Miller.
Sentia e questa mano stringermi dalla sua man sentia. Oh. Mi tradia.
Before Tucker first appeared at Lyric Opera, he was already well-known in Chicago. He'd sung for WGN's Chicago Theater of the Air. He'd given recitals here. He was heard with one of Lyric's predecessors, the Chicago Opera Company, and he'd served several times as a guest cantor for the High Holidays. He debuted at Lyric singing La Forza del Destino in 1956. In 9 seasons with the company, he sang 9 operas, Gioconda, Don Carlo, Lucia, Forza, Simon Boccanegra, La Bohème, Rigoletto, Un ballo in maschera, and Tosca. His last appearance with the company was in 1970 as Edgardo, always one of his most congenial roles. He was as fresh-voiced then as he'd been 15 years earlier when he recorded a complete Lucia. Here he is with Frank Guerrera at the start of the famous sextet.
Sola prova d'un smorso, acqua rosa, marina.
Tucker was a very devoted family man. With three sons he needed to put through college, he was in singing for the long haul. He viewed his profession not just as a joy and a true calling, but also as a business. He was exceptionally disciplined about all career-related matters. Most important to him, of course, was to maintain the condition of his voice, which meant saving certain roles until the voice took on more weight. One of those roles was Radames in Aida. He did sing that role in concert under Toscanini in 1949, one of his greatest experiences as a performer. Nonetheless, Tucker waited to sing a staged Aida until 1965, 30 years into his operatic career. The same was true of Canio in Pagliacci. He recorded that role in the 1950s, but his first Canio on stage didn't come until 1970, when he premiered Franco Zeffirelli's Met production. By that time, Tucker was 56. Those who knew him well saw that he was pushing himself very hard, but he ignored the warnings. Those who witnessed his performance were staggered by his intensity and total believability. Tucker was fabulously collegial to his fellow singers. They were both devoted to him and awestruck by his voice, his professionalism, and his consistency as an artist. He had a special rapport with baritone Robert Merrill, who, like Tucker, was a native Brooklynite. In 1972, they were paired for a Met Gala, singing the powerful Act IV duet from Forza. They tore the place apart. And their triumph spurred them on to schedule duo recitals nationwide. Tucker and Merrill were set to sing in Kalamazoo, Michigan, on January 8, 1975. But a few hours before the concert, Tucker was stricken by a massive heart attack. He died at the age of only 61. His funeral was held on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera. Only a couple of days before Richard Tucker died, he heard from the Met that the funds had been committed to stage Halévy's La Juive for him. The Jewish goldsmith Eleazar was a role he'd sung in concert in London and on stage in New Orleans and Barcelona. But singing it at the Met would have fulfilled the greatest dream for his career. It was a role made famous by his favorite tenor, Enrico Caruso. And Tucker, in fact, was often referred to as the American Caruso. Eleazar enabled him to draw on his own religious conviction while playing to all of his strengths as a singer and actor. No doubt his portrayal at the Met would have been his greatest triumph.
Dieu m'éclaire, fille chère, près mon père vient mourir, et pardonne quand il donne la couronne du martyr. Vaine crainte, plus de plainte en mon cœur, saint délire qui m'inspire tout le pire et vainqueur. Thank you.